Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Hewlett-Packard says it's going to lay off more than 14,000 employees in the next year and a half. That's about 10% of the company's workforce. This move is the first big effort from the company's new CEO, Mark Hurd. Tess Vigeland from Marketplace joins us. Tess, what are the details of this announcement?
Well, as you said, Alex, we're looking at 14,500 pink slips on their way to HP staffers over the next 18 months. And those employees who do get to stay will see their pension plan phased out if they're not vested yet. And, of course, that's something we're increasingly seeing throughout corporate America. No more pension. The retirement plan will fully shift to a 401k program. And the company is estimating that these developments, along with some internal restructuring, could save $1.9 billion a year. Analyst Frank Gillette of Forrester Research says this is only a first step.
Call it a medium crisis. It's not a going out of business crisis, and it's not just, you know, a speed bump that haven't just run into a minor problem.
And this is the most significant move so far by the new CEO, Mark Hurd, who took over after the board fired Carly Fiorina earlier this year.
If this is a first step, what else can we expect?
Well, that's a big question, and you'll get lots of different answers. But really what this seems to be about is identity. Hewlett-Packard has kind of become a printer company slash PC and software company slash consulting firm. And on the PC side of things, it's struggling against Dell. It's number two. On the software and consulting side, it's competing and struggling against IBM, again, as number two in the marketplace. And Gillette says that that is the root of this problem.
You know, the question in our minds is, can you really do both of those things under one roof? And so resolving that question, which might be choosing one or the other, or might be articulating a vision that says, well, you know, we're not Chevy, we're not Cadillac, we're Buick, something in between that's more appealing to, say, the broad audience, but isn't the entry-level model.
And then, of course, you've got the printer side, which is HP's legacy, the biggest printer maker on the planet. But that's got problems of its own, including some increased competition from Dell and Lexmark. So the question that potential customers are asking is, why should I buy from HP? And analysts will tell you that the company really needs to have a better answer to that question.
Does this go back to the acquisition of Compaq Computer by Hewlett-Packard, this very controversial decision by Carly Fiorina some years ago?
It absolutely does. You know, there's been some talk of actually spinning off the computer division of Hewlett-Packard, and that would come, you know, just 3 years after that acquisition. But there's no sign at this point that that's actually going to happen. And today on Marketplace, we'll have more details and fallout from the announcement today.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.